Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Donnie, what did we just hear there?
So that was Mike Tomlin talking about Deshaun Elliott, and I know that Chris has a bit of a theory on this that he will likely share in a few moments, but Mike didn't put him on the IR today. He didn't announce that. He didn't say that he was going to be out for the season, but he can be categorized as out for Sunday, and I would think a little bit longer than that. We had the report from Jeremy Fowler last night that they are bracing for him to perhaps miss the rest of the season. But very predictably, he talks about the guy like he's a Hall of Fame player, like he's prime Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, go down the line, name all-time great safety, insert all-time great safety here. I even joked that he would make the loss of Daniel Equale sound like they were losing Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Out of that offense, out of the defensive line.
Yep.
Listen, you guys know I'm a Deshaun Elliott fan.
Yeah, of course.
He was my favorite player on that defense last year. I do think the guy is a good player. If losing that guy is what kills your defense, that is not a good thing. That is not a good sign. Like losing just.
I thought that for. Yeah. He's a $7 million player.
Think about how many of these superstars you have on your defense. You lose that guy and your defense goes to crap?
You have one sure Hall of Famer in Watt. He's going to go. You have one guy, I think, in Cam Hayward, who I would put at better than 50-50 at this point. You'd have one guy at Jalen Ramsey, who I might even put at like 52-48 to go. Okay? You gave Darius Slay, I think, almost twice the money on a one-year deal that you gave Elliott. But yet if you pull that, it's like pulling one of the bottom blocks of a Jenga tower. The entire thing is going to come crumbling down. Also, what was my theory, Donnie, that I think he's probably done for the year?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Jeremy's report. The way that injury looked, I think Mike can be telling the truth to say that right now it's week to week, but it could get worse.
Yeah, I was shocked when he explained Elliott is just an injury for this week based on what Elliott looked like Sunday night after he was injured and after what was reported last night. I co-sign everything you guys said. He's a really good player. He's one of the best run defending safeties in the NFL, even though one man can't solve all the problems run defense issues, as we've seen pop up in the majority of their games this year. But when you have $160 million out to players, losing one guy, especially one that I would probably rank among their defensive players as maybe their fifth best or fourth best, should not be the end-all be-all of things. And he has expressed that several times. It's also just hilarious to me that defensive backs can't get on the same page with each other when you take one guy out.
How bad are the rest of them at communicating?
That's what I mean.
Another?
I'm just nonplussed by that aspect of it, too. Man, if not... Elliott should have demanded $15 million a year from the Steelers then, if he's that vital to what they do defensively. And if Tomlin's true to his word, and I think the way they've played kind of backs it up, they might have been inclined to give it to him.
Well, also, I guess my other thing is, why do we not, and granted, we're covering the Steelers far more closely than we are any other team. We're all trying to pay attention to everybody else in the NFL, but we don't have time to sit there and go through like Shane Steichen's every press conference and all that.
Right.
But like, I guess I see anecdotally other teams lose players who might be important and see their defense or see their offense sort of, because this applies to say Amalu too a little bit. See players get replaced and the whole operation doesn't come completely crashing to the earth. So like, what if Tampa Bay has Lavonte David? He's going to be wearing a gold jacket someday.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that if, and he's still a good player. You mean to tell me if he got hurt, the Buccaneers would just cease to exist,
Chris,
basically?
The Lions didn't have Brian Branch against Tampa Bay because he was suspended for what he did to Juju, and they held the Bucs and Baker Mayfield, who might win the MVP award, to 9 points.
The Lions had Aiden Hutchinson gone for most of last year and managed to still be really good until they got to the
postseason. Well, they needed to score about 100 points per game.
Still.
But what I'm saying is that defense lost its like veteran leader in the secondary, who's a legit all-pro player. And they held an excellent offense to 9 points. So thank you, Donnie, for sparking this conversation.
It's Deshaun Elliott. He is a good player who I enjoy watching. I think most people would agree that of all those guys, he's one of the few that definitively brings it on every play.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
In fact, the fact that he was actually putting in an effort to chase down Kraft is why he got hurt, but it just seems...
But he shouldn't be the straw that stirs the drink.
It gives the game away, or it really calls into question how they do things that he is talked about. Not compensated like... but talked about as if he is by far their most important defensive player.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.